So our passage today, surprise, is not from John. It's not the passage that's in your Zhoukan, but it's actually from John 4.
今天的经文取自约翰福音第四章。
So it's John 4 from verse 1 to 26. I'm afraid there are no PowerPoints, but you can take out your Bible and follow along as I read the passage in English. Okay. So John 4, the passage, Jesus talks with a Samaritan woman. Now Jesus learned that the Pharisees has heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go to Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink of water?" His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." I'm at verse 11 now. "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks from this will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks from the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming back here to draw water." He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." She replied, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. In fact, you have five husbands, and the man that you have now is not your husband. What you've said to me is just quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you're a prophet. Our ancestors worship on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." "Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come where the true worshipper will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I, the one speaking to you, I am he." So that's our verse for today.
这就是今天的经文.
As I read through the passage, you might be very familiar with it. It's also known as the woman at the well or the living waters passage.
那我读了这个经文的时候，你们可能应该对他很熟悉，他也是叫做这在井边的女人的妇人。
So when you listen to the message, some things actually seem so clear, so simple that they don't need any fancy explanation.
那有些事呢，它看似清楚、很简单，也不需要多加解释。
Maybe like our passage today.
那就像今天的经文。
Does it seem that you don't have to be a genius? You don't even have to be a Christian. A Sunday school child could understand the message.
那你不需要是个天才，那一个非基督徒或者一个主日学学生呢，他也会也能了解。
If you summarized it in three words, it would probably be thirsty, water, forever. Yeah, something like that.
那如果我以三个字呢来概括它呢，那可能会是口渴、水和永恒。
We're now in the Gospel of John, and John has many parts where he uses things about daily life, like water and bread, to bring across very complex ideas.
那约翰福音呢，它有许多个情景是以日常用日常的物品如水和面包来传达这复杂的概念。
This passage is one of John's most famous, partly because it's so vivid and so easily understandable.
那今天的经文呢，是约翰福音中最著名之一，因为它充满了这个有很有意义的细节。
But there's also a lot of hidden meaning inside.
可是里面也藏有很多意义。
Because it's such a highly visual passage, I'm going to take a few minutes out to try and play a video of this. The video run for about 3 minutes, and it repeats what we read just now. It's the passage where Jesus comes to the well. So as we're watching it for this 3 minutes, I'd like you to look at a few things.
那因为这是一段富有这个视觉的经文，因此让我们来看一段短片。那在观看的时候呢，我想大家注意以下这几点。
I'd like you to take note of the place, the location, the woman herself, and the promise. What is it that Jesus promises?
那请注意的就是这个地点，这个妇人以及耶稣的承诺。
And as you watch the video, try to think of what the Samaritan woman must have felt or thought.
那在当你在观看这个短片的时候，请你去想象这个撒玛利亚妇人她可能在想些什么。
Also, because remember this is a parable, this is a message told to the Hebrew listener, try and imagine a Jew of that day when they were listening to this parable, what they might have made of this scene. Yeah, so two perspectives.
那也有如所有的比喻，当你在观赏的时候呢，请你也将自己处于这个人物的角度来想象。
Yeah, so that's quite a lot of work. So if you could play the video, we'll play for PA for 3 minutes, 3:30.
So when Jesus heard what was being said, he left Judea and went back to Galilee. On his way there, he had to go through Samaria. In Samaria, he came to a town named Sychar, which was not far from the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by the trip, sat down by the well.It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw some water.
Give me a drink of water.
His disciples had gone into town to buy food.
You're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan. So how can you ask me for a drink?
Jews will not use the same cups and bowls that Samaritans use.
If you only knew what God gives and who it is that is asking you for a drink, you would ask him. And he would give you a life-giving water.
Sir, you don't have a bucket and the well is deep. Where would you get that life-giving water?It was our ancestor Jacob who gave us this well. He and his children and his flocks all drank from it. You don't claim to be greater than Jacob, do you?
Those who drink this water will get thirsty again. But those who drink the water that I will give them will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give them will become in them a spring, which will provide them with life-giving water and give them eternal life.
Sir, give me that water, then I will never be thirsty again.Nor will I have to come here to draw water.
Go and call your husband and come back.
I don't have a husband.
You are right when you say you don't have a husband. You have been married to 5 men, and the man you live with now is not really your husband. You have told me the truth.
I see you are a prophet, sir. My Samaritan ancestors worshipped.God on this mountain. But you Jews say that Jerusalem is the place where we should worship God.
Believe me, woman. The time will come when people will not worship the Father either on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans do not really know whom you worship. But we Jews know whom we worship because it is from the Jews that salvation comes. But the time is coming. And is already here.When by the power of God's Spirit, people will worship the Father as he really is, offering him the true worship that he wants. God is Spirit, and only by the power of his Spirit can people worship him as he really is.
I know that the Messiah will come, and when he comes, he will tell us everything.
Okay. I who am talking with you.
Okay, thank you. We'll watch
at
until
that
there.
Moment, Jesus' disciple.
Okay. So you can continue watching it on the web if you like. But yeah. So you also notice this is the passage with the famous worship God in spirit and in truth. Yeah. So I'll get to that later. All right, so what do you guys notice? Rhetorical question. I asked you to look at the place, the woman, and what was the invitation, the exchange that took place. Yeah. So I'll use those three things to frame this part of the sermon. So firstly, the place.
那首先我们来谈一下这地点。
Yeah. Because of the context, as we're watching the clip, we can get some aspects of what's happening, but we're not fully aware of the history, and the place is one important factor of this.
那当我们在观看这个短片的时候呢，我们可能不太清楚这个地方是如何的。
It wasn't considered a good neighborhood, we know that, and we probably know that the Jews and Samaritans were not friends.
那这里呢不算是一个好的地方，我们也知道这个犹太人和撒玛利亚人呢，他们不算是朋友。
Actually, the records show that Jesus didn't have to go through there, but he chose to.
那其实呢，耶稣是不需经过这里的，但他却选择。
But apart from it being like the enemy territory, any Jew on hearing this would trigger the area of Shechem would trigger some memory and recollection for them.
那对犹太人来说呢，当他们听到这个事件这个地方呢，他们都会有这个有一些感觉。
Because way back in the time of their forefathers, the patriarchs, it was the place Shechem where Abraham received God's promise. God said, "To your offspring, I will give this land."
那因为当时呢，这亚伯兰他受到神的应许，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。
And the Israelites were told repeatedly, for example, in Joshua 8, that this is the place where they will continue to remember God's promise to them.
那这以色列人呢，也在这里受到这个福音，就像约书亚记里所说的。
The place is also tied up with the issues of Jacob and Joseph.
那这个地方呢，也与这个亚伯和这个约瑟有关。
It was the place actually where Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery.
那这个雅各他的哥哥呢，就将他在这里卖了。
And in later years, after Joseph died, he asked for his bones because he wanted to go back to his homeland. He asked for his bones to be brought back, and they were laid in Shechem.
那约瑟呢，他的这个骸骨呢，也被埋葬在示剑。
You see that the passage refers to Jacob's well.
那这里指的这个经文指的是雅各的这个井。
And archaeology records show that that's probably quite accurate. It probably is the area where Jacob and those ancestors were. It was his well.
那这里应该是这个雅各和他的先人所在的地方。
Okay, so that's about the place. The second thing I asked you to look at was the woman.
那我叫你注意的第二样东西就是这妇人。
So we know that she was a Samaritan.
那我们知道她是个撒玛利亚人。
This means that the Jews didn't like them.
那这意识着犹太人是不喜欢他们的。
But do you know why?
但我们知道为什么吗?
They were looked down at by the Jews partly because they were a mixed breed. They were descended from two groups of people.
那犹太人瞧不起他们呢，是因为他们是两族人的后裔。
After the Northern Kingdom fell, a lot of the native Israelites were deported. They were forced to leave their land. But there was a small number that still stayed back.
那就是在这以色列败落之后呢，就以色列人大多都被流放了，但有一些是还留在这里的。
And the Assyrian conquerors, wanting people that were loyal to them, brought in foreigners from Babylon and Medea so that they could settle in their land.
那亚述王呢，也从巴比伦和马代带来安置在撒玛利亚的这些外族人。
Over the years, these two groups intermingled, they married, and they grew into a group of people who had a strange mix of beliefs.
那这两组人，他们就是他们就 在一起之后，然后他们的后人就有这就是成了这些有奇怪的信仰的人。
It was a mix because it combined Jewish beliefs with their own pagan ideas.
那因为他们有这异教的信仰，也有犹太人的这些习惯。
And one of the most important things that they disagreed with the Jews was where to worship.
那他们就是和犹太人最不能达成共鸣的就是在哪里做礼拜。
The Samaritans didn't worship in Jerusalem like a good Jew, but they worshipped at their own temple. They built their own temple on this place called Mount Gerizim.
那撒玛利亚人呢？他们不在耶路撒冷做礼拜，而是在一个名为基利心山上的一个殿做礼拜。
Just now in the video you saw, you might have seen that it panned to the mountains. That was the mountain, Mount Gerizim.
那在那个短片里呢，你就看到了那座山，就是山，就是基利心山。
So they were having this discussion at the well, at the base of the mountain, where all this debate was happening about whether the temples of the Samaritans was appropriate or not.
那耶稣就和这个撒玛利亚妇人就在这个山脚，在那就是做讨论。那这个他们在这里祷告是对不对的？
It was so bad between the Samaritans and the Jews that there was one time in history where the Jewish high priest went and burned down the Samaritan temple at Mount Gerizim.
那就是曾经在这个犹太的高僧呢，还将这个基利心山上的这个撒玛利亚殿给拆除。
So we've talked about the place, the woman. Now we'll consider the invitation.
那我们说到了这个地点和这个妇人，现在我们就来说这个邀约。
As a Samaritan, it's very odd, very unlikely. She was a very unlikely candidate for what Jesus did.
那身为这个撒玛利亚人呢，这妇人是耶稣的非一般人选。
Jesus is the one who opened his mouth. He initiated contact.
是耶稣先与他接触的。
He must have known that by doing that, she would have to say, "Why are you talking to me?" is the obvious reply.
那他应该知道呢，他这么做。这个妇人一定会问他：“你为什么和我说话？”
So the line of questioning goes down the road where, in fact, I feel maybe Jesus had kind of set her up.
那我是认为呢，耶稣是在套他的话。
He asked for water.
向他要水。
So the discussion would be about the well and taking water.
那因此他们应该会讨论到这个井，还有拿水。
Which leads us to his punchline or one of his important statements in verse 13.
那就会说到他一句很重要的话，就是在第十三段。
He says, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst."
他说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up into eternal life.
那我所赐的水要在它里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
So the three-word summary seems quite accurate: thirsty, water, forever.
那简短的来说，就是那三个字：口渴、水、永恒。
Despite that, many Christian writers have written a lot over the years about this passage.
那往后的这个基督作者呢，他们都写到这邀约。
St. Augustine says that it describes the spiritual thirst the human heart has for goodness and truth.
St. Augustine 说，这形容人的内心对美德与真实的渴望。
There have also been analysis about the phrase living water.
那也有用这个词活水来做比喻。
In its original language, the idea of living has to do with something like jumping.
那原来的这个词，这个活，的意思是就是在跳动
，like a quick movement.
就是很快的动作。
Interestingly, in the Bible, this is the only place we see water described as jumping or moving. But we see it used in other places.
那在圣经里面呢，我们只在这里听到它用。水是用行动来形容。
In fact, in Judges and Chronicles, the phrase of this movement or living is used for the Spirit of God.
那在好像士师记里呢，这个 跳动呢，是要来形容这个耶和华的灵。
So this and other reasons lead us to the idea that when we say the water jumping up to eternal life is like saying the Spirit who gives us life.
那当说到这个水能涌到永生呢，就如比这个赋予生命的灵。
So this may not be new to you, this idea.
那这对你来说可能不是一个新鲜的这个意思。
So I know the idea is not new to you, but I would like to ask you, what does it mean to have eternal life?
可是我想问你，富有永生指的是什么？
We're now in the Gospel of John, and as we continue, we can see that the idea of eternal life runs as a very strong theme.
那约翰福音中呢，这个充满了永生的这个主题。
That's not surprising because he already says in the start and the end, he says that he wrote so that you, the reader, might believe that Jesus is the Christ.
那你们信耶稣是基督是
And that by believing that Jesus is Christ, you may have life in his name.
并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
So eternal life, what does that mean to you?
那对你来说永生指的是什么呢？
One aspect of eternal life, at least in John, is that it's mentioned in the present tense.
那在约翰里呢，永生是以这个，
现在的，
现在的这个用词。
So to have this water of life doesn't mean things about the afterlife and that we shouldn't fear death, although that's probably true as well.
那当我们说到永生呢，我们不是在说来世。
But at least in this part, for John, he's talking about the life here and now.
那在约翰里呢，我们说到永生的时候是指今生。
So eternal life can mean, among other things, that we have a new type of life with the everyday experience of the Holy Spirit.
那永生呢，可以指的是我们拥有新的生命，是每天活在和圣灵共处的经历。
To have eternal life may mean that we have a new relationship. We are the sons and daughters of God.
那也可以指我们有了新的关系，成了神的子女。
To have eternal life means that we are his beloved, we are his heirs, partakers of his kingdom.
那也可以指我们是他心爱的，他的继承人。
To have eternal life means that we are cleansed from sin by the blood of Christ, washed clean.
也可以指我们的罪都被洗净。
So the few points I've just mentioned are the classic textbook answer of what is eternal life.
那我所举的例子呢，都是这个标准的答案。
They're theologically sound, I think, but maybe they may not be very personal view of what life is.
但有时候标准的答案呢，并非最理想的答案。
I think in previous sermons we've been talking about the idea of testimony and witness.
那在之前的这个讲道中，我们有说到就是亲身的体验。
You've considered the question, how do you explain to your non-Christian friends that what you know is true?
那我们要如何向非基督的教徒的朋友解释呢？
So today I extend that question. How do you explain to your non-Christian friends if they ask you what does it mean to have eternal life?
那如果你的非基督教徒教朋友问你永生指的是什么？
They might say, does it mean that you'll be like the vampires in Twilight? Will we live forever?
那可能他会问你，是不是就像这个《曙光之城》中的僵尸一样呢？
After all, the concept of eternal life is not unique to the Christians.
因为这个永生其实不只是在基督教里的一个这个概念。
Giving them the textbook answer is not going to help. You have to make it more concrete and more real for them.
那只给他们这个标准的答案呢，是没有什么帮助的。我们得给他们比较具体的这个解释。
For this passage, eternal life has a lot of ideas, but I'm going to locate the explanation of it just in this passage for now.
那其实这个永生有很多不一样的这个这个说意义吧。不过在这今天的经文当中呢，我就只着重于两点。
So when the Samaritan woman heard this, remember I asked you what eternal life means to you. When the Samaritan woman heard this promise, what might it have meant to her?
那记得我刚才问你们永生对你们来说指的是什么吗？那当这个撒玛利亚妇人她听到这个问题的时候，这个永生这句话对她来说指的是什么呢？
So there are two aspects of the message for her. The first message, the first aspect is that there is cleansing from sin for her.
那对她来说呢，第一点应该就是这个将罪洗净。
So Jesus asked her about her husband and then was able to tell her the real truth about her husband's.
那当耶稣问她有关她的丈夫的这个问题的时候，耶稣也可以给她那个正确的答案。
So that shocks her into saying, oh, you're a prophet because you know all about me.
那这时她很惊讶，然后指耶稣是个先知，因为她耶稣知道她的这个真正的这个丈夫的这个事实。
Then from there, the conversation moves from her adultery or sin into ideas about theology and worship.
那从这里呢，这话题就转变成她对这个就是神学以及礼拜。
So the first aspect for the woman is cleansing from sin. The second aspect is the new relationship with God.
那第一点呢，就是将罪洗净，而第二点就是与神的关系。
So when Jesus speaks to the woman here, he talks about worship of the ancestor, where do you worship?
那耶稣就和这个妇人说到，做礼拜，他在哪里做礼拜。
So the new relationship with God that's at the heart of Jesus' message here is about moving from a physical idea of worship to something more.
那在这个经文里面的这个重点就是这个做礼拜就是从这个实际上的这个礼拜转移到更深一层的。
Remember I said that this discussion was at the base of a hill where the Samaritan temple was?
记得我说这对话是在这个山脚下，就是撒玛利亚人做礼拜的这个山脚下。So
in verse 20, it hits at the heart of the debate between the Jews and the Samaritan.
那在第二十段就说到这个撒玛利亚人和这个犹太人的这个争论。Verse
20, our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, the one behind her, but you Jews claim that we must worship in Jerusalem.
在第二十段，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。So
in the woman's mind, it's very clear, is this debate about where are we supposed to worship?
那在这妇人，她就知道这个争论呢，是在争论我们应该在哪里做礼拜。
But in this debate of is location A better than location B, Jesus' answer is neither of them.
那对于这地点甲是否比地点乙好的这个争论呢？耶稣的答案却是两者皆非。It's
not about a particular place, a particular building, special music, special instrument, or special days.
那重要的不是特别的地方、特别的构造、特别的音乐、乐器。
No, instead, it is not about the exterior, but the interior.
那重要的不是外在，而是内在。
Or the spirit.
或是心灵。
And that's where we start coming upon the famous phrase, to worship God in spirit and in truth.
那这就让我们联想到这个很著名的一句话，就是做礼拜要就是真实的做礼拜。
So to worship God in spirit means that we're not constricted by a location or something physical.
那在心灵上做礼拜呢，就是我们不局限于地点或者物质上。To
worship God in truth means that we should worship Him in accordance to what He has told us or what He has revealed to us.
那要真实的做礼拜呢，是要照他对我们所显示的去做礼拜。
So the starting point of worship is God and not man.
因此做礼拜的这个最基本的就是以神为主，而非人。
So one example of that in this passage is that God is revealing that Christ is the way to him.
那在这经文里呢，神对我们透露的就是，基督是我们对与神的这个中介。
So later on, we hear phrases like Christ, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way to the Father.
那等一下呢，我们就会听到，耶稣基督是，我们与神的这个中介。
So when we say worship God in truth, the truth is that Christ is the way to Him.
那当我们说我们真实的做礼拜呢，就是从基督。
And that's confirmed by a lot of other things we see in John.
那在约翰的其他部分呢，我们也看到这一点。
Christ is the way to the Father.
基督就是我们与神的这个中介。
Because Jesus is the Messiah, which he has said himself.
因为耶稣就是弥赛亚。
And this was a big deal. It was a very big change from what the Jews were expecting or what they knew.
那这是对犹太人来说呢，这是一个很大的改变。
It's been said that in this passage, Jesus is alluding to a redemptive historical shift.
那在这经文里面呢，就有一个很大的这个转变。
So the fancy word redemptive historical shift just means that Jesus is moving the idea for the Jews from the Mosaic covenant to the new covenant.
那这指的呢，就是从这个摩西律法转变成新约。
So in the new covenant, Jesus is here. He is the Messiah. He is the way.
那在这新约里呢，耶稣来了，他是弥赛亚。
That's why he uses phrases like the time is coming and is now here.
那因此呢，就用到这些词，就是好像时候将到，如今就是了。
So the woman goes to the well to get water, and she ends up hearing this kind of thing.
那这个妇人她就到那个井去拿水，却听到了这一切。
The time is coming and is now here. Things are changing.
那时候将到，如今就是了，事物在转变。
Even the Jews who were worshipping at the temple in Jerusalem, at one time that was the correct place of worship, now they are told that they only to worship through Jesus.
那就连这犹太人呢，他们一度是在正确的礼拜之地，也就是耶路撒冷的山上的。可是现在呢，他们也要通过耶稣基督来用心灵来做礼拜。
So for the Samaritan woman, as well as for the Jewish listener of the parable, that is the end point of this story.
那对于这个犹太人还有这撒玛利亚人来说呢，这是这故事的最终。
To worship in spirit and in truth means to approach God through Christ.
那要以用心灵和这个真实来礼拜呢，就是从耶稣基督那里。
Earlier in John chapter 2, we also see how Jesus compares himself to the temple in Jerusalem.
那在约翰第二章呢，耶稣就用他自己和这个耶路撒冷的殿来做比较。
He alludes to the fact that the glory of God is not just in the temple, not limited to the temple, but is in him. It is the glory of God made flesh in the body of Christ.
那耶稣呢，他就证明了神的这个荣耀呢，是显现在耶稣的肉体。
No wonder he says the time is coming and is now here. It's a big change.
那因此呢，他就说时候将到，如今就是了。这是一个很大的改变。
The glory of God no longer just in the temple, but God is with them.
那神的荣耀呢，不再只限于殿中，而是在他身上。
Well, we know that the Samaritan woman, if you read on, she accepted the message and she responded well to it.
那我们知道这个撒玛利亚妇人呢，她很能接受这个邀请。
But elsewhere, where the message repeats in John, we see other people not being able to take it. For example, in John chapter 3, Nicodemus.
那可是在约翰福音里呢，我们就听到有一些人他们就不能接受，就像在约翰第三章。
So this message that's issued by Jesus to the Samaritan woman, to the Jews, that's also his invitation to us.
那这邀约呢，耶稣给这个撒玛利亚妇人的这邀约，其实也是给我们的一个邀约。
God was with them, and in the same way, God is with us today.
那同样的，神也与我们同在。
So Emmanuel, God is with us. In this passage, these are some of the things that we've learned.
那在这经文中呢，我们就学到了。
This eternal life means the gift and the fellowship for us of the Holy Spirit.
那这永生呢，就是给我们这个
The Holy Spirit is with us. The gift and the fellowship of the Spirit means that God is with us every day.
那圣灵与我们同在，神也与我们同在。
Not limited to any temple, not limited to must go to Jerusalem and go to that specific mountain, no.
那不只限于任何的殿，或者得飞到耶路撒冷的殿上。
So I asked just now what eternal life means to you.
那刚才我问大家，永生对你们来说指的是什么
？Why is this important？
那为什么这是重要的呢
？There's a book written by Philip Yancey, quite an old one. It's called Rumors of Another World.
那有一本书，就是Philip Yancey 写的，就是另一个世界的这个传闻。
In this book, he's talking about or talking to people in the so-called borderlands of faith.
那在书中呢，他就说到了这个信仰的边缘人。
Borderlands actually means no man's land. It could mean physical land that no country has sovereignty over.
那就是他们在所在地呢是不属于任何的国家的。
But Yancey uses it to mean people who are at the borderlines of faith. Don't go to church, not Christians.
可是 Yancey 他所指的就是在信仰上。的边缘的人，他们不上教堂，也不是基督徒。
But yet, they have this strong feeling that there is a different spiritual reality out there.
但他们却能感觉到这个神灵的存在。
And where do they get this feeling from?
那他们是从哪里得到这个感觉的呢
？Where do they hear these rumors that there's more to life than meets the eye?
他们为什么会有这个？是觉得，其实生命就不止这。现在这一切
Well, they could get this feeling from seeing the beauty of the world.
他们可能是看到世界的这个美妙
They could get it from beautiful things like art and music that move them.
或者是从这些音乐或者艺术感动他们的东西
They could see it through things where they glimpse. They can see there's something special, something spiritual.
又或者他们从某些事物中能感觉到这个灵异的世界。
And most importantly, I might add, they get that feeling from talking to their friends and people around them.
那又更重要的是，他们是从身边的人与他们对话的时候有这个感觉。
And all these things create for them so-called rumors of another world. They hear about it. They're not sure what it is, but they hear about it.
那他们就从这一切呢都有。听到这个另一个生命的这个传闻。
So I borrowed his book title for this sermon title. I've entitled it "Rumors of Another Life."
那我今天的经文的这个题目就叫做另一个生命的传闻。
Because today, as we speak about eternal life and try and see what it means for us, we also have to be able to keep sharing it out.
那当我们说到永生对我们来说是什么的时候，我们也得能够与别人分享。
Because Jesus' invitation of the living waters, eternal life, it is issued to us, but it's also issued through us.
那因为耶稣的这个邀约呢，这个永生的邀约它是对于我们的邀请，也是通过我们的一个邀请。
So we want to tell our non-Christian friends that there is another world, another life out there for them.
那因此呢，我们要跟我们的非基督教徒朋友说，其实有另一个世界。
They don't have to move to another country. They don't have to change jobs or have a radical makeover.
那他们不需要去移民，去改变他们的工作。
No, because that other life is from within, and the source of that life is Jesus Christ.
因为这另一个生命呢，其实是发自内心的，而是通过耶稣。
So I encourage you to think about what it means for you to have that wellspring of life inside of you.
那我就邀请你去想一下，这另一个生命，对你来说是什么？
For me, it means that because of this eternal life, we can walk with God every day.
那对我来说呢，因为有了这永生，我们每天能与神同在。
And all this never ends; it's forever, he says.
而这一切是永无终止的。
So sometimes the simple version isn't wrong. If you are thirsty, there is water and it's eternal.
那因此呢，这简单的来说，有口渴，有水，有永恒，是没错的。
We thank God for this invitation that we have taken, we have benefited from.
那我们要感恩于神给我们的这个邀约。
And we also want to ask that we continue to spread this message to others.
那我们也要继续将这讯息传达给别人。
Okay, let's go to God in prayer.
让我们来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we know we don't deserve it, yet you come to us, you've given